Random House Audio presents Empress Dowager Cixi, The Concubine Who Launched Modern China by Yung Chung, read for you by Jolene Kim. Part 1. The Imperial Concubine in Stormy Times, 1835 to 1861. Chapter 1. Concubine to an Emperor, 1835 to 56. In spring 1852, in one of the periodic nationwide selections for imperial consorts, a 16-year-old girl caught the eye of the emperor and was chosen as a concubine. The Chinese emperor was entitled to one empress and as many concubines as he pleased. In the court registry, she was entered simply as the woman of the Nala family, with no name of her own. Female names were deemed too insignificant to be recorded. In fewer than 10 years, however, this girl, whose name may have been lost forever, had fought her way to become the ruler of China, and for decades, until her death in 1908, would hold in her hands the fate of nearly one-third of the world's population. She was the Empress Dowager Cixi. This was her honorific name and means kindly and joyous. She came from one of the oldest and most illustrious Manchu families. The Manchus were a people who originally lived in Manchuria, beyond the Great Wall to the northeast. In 1644, the Ming Dynasty in China was overthrown by a peasant rebellion, and the last Ming emperor hanged himself from a tree in the back garden of his palace. The Manchu